Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Everyone, and welcome to the 5-Star Joshi Show here on the Fight Game Media Network. I am your host, as always, Scott Edwards. Thank you for listening last week to the special Q&A episode. It was one of our best episodes of the year. It's much appreciated. I love doing Q&As, and it's led to some excitement coming up here in the future. I'm going to have some announcements regarding the show's future, and so on in the coming weeks, because we are going bigger and better. We're going all in 2025. We are going to grow this thing more and more as much as we can. Potential addition of some video and some bonus content. It should be a lot of fun. So keep an eye out for that if you continue to be a constant listener to this show. Today, though, we are talking a lot of Sendai Girls. Sendai Girls have been crushing it this year. And I think it's only right that we kind of give a more focus to them than everything else in the Joshi scene. But there's been a lot of match announcements as well this week. In terms of the big year-end shows, beginning of the year shows for Joshi. So we're going to cover all that as well. We are going to dive into Stardom's past weekend that saw the 6 tag league teams advance to the quarterfinal, semifinal, and finals of each side. So that should be a lot of fun. We'll talk about that in preview. The big final this upcoming weekend for the Goddesses of Stardom Tag League. We'll quickly go over the upcoming schedule for this weekend for Marigold. It was a quiet week for them, but they did have some announcements as well. That's pretty much our whole show today. You know, it's that time of year. It can be a slog at times, right? We're just trying to get to the big shows now at the end of the year. Still waiting for that Stardom Dream Queendom card. We have 2 matches. We'll talk about some more that seem to be on the cusp of being made official as well. We finally have a match for their January 3rd show that was kind of a big question mark heading into that show. We weren't really sure which direction they'd go. Obviously, doing the big theater in Tokyo, a big-time venue, a big new venue, we didn't really know how they'd try to compete with Marigold on that day, but we do have 1 match for that as well. And I'll give some of my thoughts on where we're going in terms of those year-end shows. But like I said, we're putting an emphasis on Senjo today, Sendai Girls. I think when it comes down to, like, when we have these discussions of promotion of the year, and this is kind of talking about the 5-Star Joshi Awards. And, you know, what should I announce the awards last week? You can check them out at the end of the Q&A episode. I announced the official awards for that. When it comes to promotion of the year for me in Joshi, but even in wrestling, I think Sendai Girls deserves a lot of eyes. I think they deserve a lot of care. And I think it's something that a lot of people should consider when it comes to their vote. Sendai Girls was always held back by one thing these past couple of years, and it was visibility. If you listen to my podcast through the years, whether it be here, the Ocean Cyclone Show, or elsewhere, I've always been a big fan of this promotion. They book the best wrestlers, right? They have such an incredible core roster. Miko Wada, Chihiro Hashimoto, Dash Chisako, Yurika Oka, Manami, and Yuna now, right? And now Mako obviously being back. They have such a great core. Then they bring in the Vennies, who is always on the shows, and the Yus, who's always on the shows, and Hiroyo Matsumoto, and the list goes on and on and on. The problem was, though, every time a big show came, match announcements happened, everyone goes, oh, that looks great, but when are we going to see it? Can we even see it? And, of course, the deal to join Wrestle Universe has made it all possible, right? It allows me to now sit here and go through their entire Osaka show and do a review. There was a point in my fandom where I was like, man, I'd love to start a Sendai Girls podcast. Very, very niche. I understand that. But it just never felt possible. And now it's possible. Now we can talk about it and put a major focus on a promotion that has such an incredible, fun year that always brings such great wrestling to the scene. So as you can tell, I'm very excited about what they've done, what they've been doing, and where they're going. Obviously, the next week they have a big show, literally. It's called the Big Show in Sendai. That is this weekend. It is probably their best card of the year. So can't wait for that. But they've been crushing it the past couple weeks as well. They have working with all the right relationships, right? So I'm very excited about where we are with Sendai Girls, where we're going with Sendai Girls, and what we have ahead this weekend. But let's talk about this past weekend. Like I said, they were in Osaka. The big match on the show being Mika Awada versus Mako Satomura. Obviously, that is going to bring you in, right? Mako, big singles match. Mako's back. Like, you need to lock into that. But before we get there, there was a rest of the card that had implications for elsewhere, Stardom specifically, that we have to talk about. So let's get into this show. Like I said, a very, very good show here. Listen, I think if you watch Sendai Girls, you're never going to walk away being like, wow, that was a bad show. You may walk away from it and be like, okay, that's fine, which is, you know, absolutely fine. But most of the time, you're going to go into it and be like, wow, that's pretty good. And this show was pretty good. So the show opened with Yura Suzuki versus Yuna. An easy win for Yura Suzuki, 5 minutes or so. Nothing super serious. Kind of weird that you wouldn't try to give Yuna a win. Obviously, Yuna does challenging for the Sendai Girls Junior Championship again this weekend. But obviously, Yura Suzuki's a bit more advanced in her career, having wrestled since 2020. So not too shocking. But then we had Miyuki Takase versus Chi-Chi. And again, this is where kind of you look at the juniors and yeah, you're probably not going to have Chi-Chi beat an established vet like Miyuki Takase. That being said, you go into this match and you want to see what level is Chi-Chi at now, right? Because we've watched a lot of Chi-Chi matches with the Yunas and the Ayasakuras and the rookies, right? She was on New Blood. Like, we've seen that. But now I want to see her in there with a vet. And it just showcases the growth that Chi-Chi has had over these past couple months. She is on her game majority of the time. She is not only on her game, she's found her game. She knows where she belongs. She knows what she's supposed to be doing in there. And it creates a really exciting atmosphere for her matches. Takase and her exchanged some hard-hitting blows in this match. Honestly, a bit shocking how hard-hitting they were, but this was really good. 8 minutes and 26 seconds. I think if you're looking for again, undercard matches that just are good, is just good Joshi wrestling. That's what Sendai is going to give to you, and that's what this was. Takase, unsurprisingly, does get the win here, beating Chi-Chi ahead of her Sendai Girls Junior title defense against Yuna this coming weekend. Finish kind of came out of nowhere. She hit the driver, like, kind of just picked her up, hit it, and won. I kind of like the way they finished this match, but this was good. This was, I think, if you want to start, if you want to watch full cards or closer to full cards, you can start here. Then we had Bobo Bobo, Momo Banana, Mia Momono, and Yurika Oka ahead of their championship match this weekend, facing Ryo Mizunami and Minami, former champions. And this is the match that I think really just highlights how great Sendai Girls is. I think it was at Big Fella Thanks that tweeted this. It really struck home for me, like, absolutely. Sendai Girls is the only company that can just toss this great tag match on their card and just be like, yeah, here you go. It really is. Like, this is the company that was willing to just give these tag matches away. Like, this was a tag title match. This was a tag title match twice earlier this year, and they were both great. And this was really good too. I mean, Ryo Mizunami and Minami have become such a formidable tag team, one that you want to watch. And then, of course, there is Oka and Momono, who are one of the best tag teams in the world this year. Like, they have been sensational this year. They are currently in my tag team of the year rankings, they are easily top 10. I think they are probably going to go over O2 line and Saori Poi. Well, Saori Poi has a big weekend, so maybe not. But they're going to go over O2 line this weekend, and they just continuously climbed. You know, O2 line has the benefit of the great FWC Korakuen match that I think is a bigger height for them than Bobo Bobo Momo Bananas had. But Mio and Oka are so consistent. They have consistency on their side. Every match they have feels like it's going to be very good, at the very least. It's a talent of what these two have become as a duo, right? Because when you see them as a duo, obviously they're both smaller wrestlers. They have similar methods, but very different at the same time, right? Oka doesn't do the extremely athletic, insane things that Mio does, but I think the motor of Oka makes up for that, right? Like, you know, she hits nonstop drop kicks and cross bodies and things like that. Well, Mio Momono is one of the best in the world, right? Mio Momono is undoubtedly one of the best in the world. And it feels like the reason Sendai Girls is so great is because they're the promotion that highlights that. We don't get to see Mio Momono be great enough. And I think Sendai Girls has the best case for promotion of the year because they let the best wrestlers be the best wrestlers. And that sounds ridiculous, but what do? Right? They put together shows with Venny, who is one of the best wrestlers in the world, but you only see her here in Seedling mostly. And I think they highlight Venny to perfection. Like, Venny is incredible, and we'll talk about it in a little bit here. But there's a reason she's in what I think is the best match of the year, and arguably the biggest highlight of that match, right? You step in there with Sari and Mayu Iwatani and Hashimoto, and I think those three are seen by most people in this upper echelon of the best of the best. And Venny is there. She just has to get the opportunities to show it, and Sendai Girls gives her those opportunities. But back to Mio Momono and Oka versus Mizunami and Minami. There was one point in this match where Mizunami is doing the chops in the corner, right? The Kobashi chops. But she just kept going and going and going and going. And she found the camera and gave a look to the camera and going. I felt so bad for Oka. Oka was just sitting there taking. I was like, listen, these hurt. Like, you ever been chopped in the chest? Well, take it. Like, she must have had like 50 of them. It was insane. Great spot, though. The finish of this match was so good. Oka was unbelievable, right? She hits the La Mystica looking finish and then does her special roll up on Manami to get the win. And it's like, it's night and day from where Yuriko Oka was at the beginning of the year to now. She was great. She's been really good for years, I think. For the past couple of years, she's been really good in stepping up. But she's on a different planet now and teaming with Mio Momono and getting the opportunity to have these big matches, I think, has helped her confidence. When you're a rookie in Sendai Girls, when you're a rookie anywhere in the independent Joshi scene, it takes time to get an opportunity. But they've given Oka the opportunity and she is running with this. This was a really good match. I thought it was the second best match on the show. Well worth going out of your time to see. Now we had Chihiro Hashimoto versus Stardom's Hanako. And I said last week, like, this is a big prove it point for Hanako. I understand she's not going to go out there and, you know, this should not be a 50-50 wrestled match. By no means am I saying that, but she needs to have a good showing. She needs to go out there and shine. She needs to stand out. And I don't think we necessarily got to that point in this match. There was one slip up where she was going for a Boston Crab and fell. Listen, that happens. I watch enough wrestling matches with these rookies to know that happens all the time. But I don't think her offense is standing out like you'd want it to. And again, I talk about this every week because Hanako, listen, let's just be honest. The reason she's getting pushed, she is different from everyone else. She is so tall. She is different. And that's a good thing. I just need her skill set to match the push that Stardom is giving her, right? So this woman is in the semifinal or whatever it is of the Goddess of Stardom Tag League. Because they believe in her. They put her with Micah. They believe in her. And I don't think she has stood out enough to be ready for that spot yet. And every time we put her in a big spot, I don't know if she's lived up to it yet. I want her to. Trust me. I want her to. But she hasn't done that yet. And I watched this Hashimoto match. This is the worst Hashimoto singles match I've seen this year. Like, that's just the truth. Now, she doesn't have many, so hard to judge it, of course, but it is the worst one. And ultimately, I actually did like how these two did the finish, though. Like, at a certain point, Hashimoto got back on the offense, hit a nasty power bomb, hit a jumping lariat, and got the win. Like, it felt dominant in the end, and honestly, that's what it needed to feel like because of the aftermath, which of course was Micah, who was ringside for Hanako, got into the ring, laid down a challenge. It will be Micah and Hanako versus Team 200 Kilograms on Stardom's January 3rd New Year's show. So they do have a match now for that show. It's a pretty big match. Listen, I was getting really excited because I'm watching this video on social media. They had posted it. And I'm watching. I'm like, oh, shit, Micah and Hashimoto. Okay, I can be into that. And then they made a tag. And listen, we know you is wrapping things up on the fifth, so this could be her last Team 200 Kilograms match before taking her break. So for that, it's pretty cool, obviously, because Hashimoto's clearly going back to being a singles right now. That's what we're seeing in real time. They're getting her prepped for that. But that's an interesting match to put on your show. It is a draw of some sort for that show, obviously, right? When you are battling with Marigold, who is at Ode Award with probably their biggest show of the year. And, you know, these two companies, despite, you know, the levels of where one is the other, this is something they want to do. They want to try to take away. And how do you do that? You book outsiders and whatnot. Like, looking at that January 3rd show for Stardom, I'm guessing, and this is not something I know, but I'm guessing maybe Mako has her lone Stardom match there, because I'm guessing Mako gets called in for all these things. Like, she's been announced for Progress and WXW, so she is going international as well as she wraps up her tour. But I'm guessing she gets at least one match in Stardom. I would not be shocked just seeing that Team 200 Kilograms already on the show that maybe they book her. I also would be shocked if we see a Mercedes Moné preview tag for whatever her match ends up being at Wrestle Dynasty. So lots of possibilities in the air, obviously. We'll have to wait and see what that turns out to be. But those are just some of my thoughts for that January 3rd show. We'll talk about the Queendom show a little bit later when we get to Stardom. But back to this show. The semi-main event was a trios match. It was Venny Zones and Lana Cross versus Dash Chisako, Hiroyo Matsumoto, and you. Listen, you put these six in the ring, you're going to have a good match. Zones is someone that I saw in a similar light to Hanako, like very recently, but you're starting to see the strides now. And, you know, she has, I don't want to say funneled down, because Evo is a very specific promotion. They push all of them, right? They all have their singles matches on the show, whatever. But you've seen Zones take a step down from whether it be singles matches or big tags and put her into these trios, and she's starting to stand out more, which is good. This is what you want to see. And it's very similar to what I hope for Hanako. Hanako is kind of going down the Miyu Amasaki path right now, where you want to see her probably stand out in trios and tags more than anything. You don't want to put her in too big of a spot right now because she's not ready. And, you know, big singles against Hashimoto, that's tough. You put Zones here in the trios match alongside Lana Cross and Venny, they stand out. Listen, I think Lana Cross is great. I really do. She has really made me a fan since coming over to Sendai Girls earlier this year. I remember when they used, you know, Sendai brings over the same few foreigners all the time, right? Her, Nina Samuels, and Millie McKenzie. That's usually the three they bring over. And obviously, Millie's usually the one that stands out, but Lana Cross has been the standout. She's someone that I watch, and I'm like, you know, I think there's a real great idea here of potential for Lana Cross. And now Lana is leaving Japan, I think, after this weekend for a little bit, so obviously we won't see her for a while, but she had a good showing in this match. Venny is just, I talked about it earlier, but she is outstanding, man. Like, if you're not going out of your way to watch Senjo shows, at least go out of your way to watch Venny's matches. She's just so naturally incredible, like, just otherworldly talented, to be honest. Like, the natural talent that Venny has makes her very unfair, and it's honestly why, you know, there's sometimes frustration with how she's booked and lack thereof push, and, you know, just her situation, because she's so good that you kind of want to see her in all these big matches. And that's what we're seeing, obviously, as her and Cross hold the tag belts. This was really, really good, like I said. They've had now, I think, was it back-to-back shows of trios matches? The trios match at the Sendai Pit Show was good, but it was the Cork, and where they had a really good trios match as well. So this was quite good. Well worth checking out. And then we get to the main event. Mika Wada versus Mako Satomura. This is the selling point, obviously. This is the match, right? We're watching Mako's line up all her matches, and she's doing these pretty quickly, obviously, within the Sendai Girls roster, right? This is the latest. She's now facing Iwata. We got Dash this weekend. We know Hashimoto's likely for Yoyogi in March. So those big three matches, 1, 2, 3, boom, boom, boom. This was really, really good. Really, really good match. Great main event. Fitting main event. Iwata is a lot more comfortable outside of the big world title match. What I mean by that is that just based on her performances, I just think, like, she's really comfortable in not having too much pressure on her, if that makes sense, because I think she really raises her own bar in these random singles. The match with Shuri and Sendai Pit was really good too. Like, she had a great showing there. And we fast forward to this match, a great showing once again. I thought both of these matches were probably better than the Dash title match, truthfully. And Mako's so incredible. Mako was on this show. She's always on, but every kick was flush. Every was hit like so fluidly. Everything had impact. She hit the Scorpion Rising perfectly to win the match. Just really, really what you want to see from Mako at this stage.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And that brings us to this weekend. Let's preview it, shall we? This weekend is going to be a great show. It's going to be such a great show. And I tell you, go out of your way to see this. Wrestle Universe has announced, despite the delay, that it will be live. This show will be live on Wrestling Universe. I think it starts at maybe 1 a.m. on Sunday morning here Eastern time. So for anyone that's interested, if you want to check it out live, it will be, I think, like it starts right as maybe the Tag League finals probably ends, or somewhat close. So if you want to watch back-to-back matches, that's right up your alley. I think that's well worth your time. But let's talk about this show. It, like I said, great card here. Big show in Sendai. We start with the opener for the Sendai Girls Junior World Championship. It will be Yuna challenging Chi Chi for the title. Obviously, this will be the first defense for Chi Chi. Chi Chi have won the title last month, and now she will defend it once again against Yuna. The problem here is, right, they don't have a lot of rookies, so it's a matter of, or juniors, so it's a matter of, do they just get the belt onto Yuna now, or do we run back some other matches and then Yuna comes back around? I think that's the best case scenario. You have Chi Chi hold it again, beat her again, further the gap between the two so that Yuna has to work her way back to the junior title as the Sendai Girls representative. I think Chi Chi should absolutely win. Chi Chi is in a better spot to carry this title right now, so that should be good. Then we have Zones versus Minami. Again, this is what I just talked about, right? They pushed down Zones in the card, and it helped her develop and stand out more in the power spots and whatnot. Now she goes one-on-one with Minami. Now we want to see how much does it come together, right? And I think that's going to be very interesting in this match. I'm sure Minami wins, as she should. But that's kind of the intriguing part for me. I could see Minami win here, maybe challenge the winner of the world title match. We'll have to wait and see. Then we're going to have, I believe this was a Rumble. Yes, a Battle Royal. The competitors announced so far are Miyuki Takase, Ryo Mizunami, Hiroyo Matsumoto, Yura Suzuki, Maikihi, Unagi Sayaka returned to the Senjo ring, and Aja Kong, as well as a mystery entry. It won't likely be Sakura Hirota. I believe she's still injured. So, should be interesting to see. Battle Royal is always fun, especially when there's a mystery. So, I look forward to seeing how that goes. Obviously, a lot of big names in there. So, it's always interesting. You know, obviously, I'd love one of them to challenge for the world title later. But I'll have to wait and see. But the big three matches are really why you're seeing the show. And it starts with arguably the best match on the entire show. Like, there's three you pick from, and this match is incredible. It will be Team 200 Kilograms versus Mika Awada and Sari. I mean, I don't think I need to say much about this other than this has tag match of the year potential type stuff. Like, this is great. Like, through this year, Sendai Girls has had so many great tags, and there's one that I look to that might have went under a lot of people's radars way back in January. On January 7th at Shinjuku Face, it was Chihiro Hashimoto, Mika Wada versus Mio Momono and Sari. Legitimately one of my favorite matches of the entire year at Shinjuku Face. This was one of the YouTube uploads. So you got to go on to Sendai Girls YouTube to check this out. It was absolutely incredible. And listen, three of those pieces are in this match, but this is instead Team 200 Kilograms. Folks, this has the possibility to be special. Not just great. Special. Truly, truly special. You're going to want to go out of your way to see this. Team 200 Kilograms, I'm sure, win, or they go to a draw. Maybe it's a 15-minute draw. That actually seems more likely. But it's going to be sensational. I mean, what has Sari done this year that hasn't been sensational? Her and Hashimoto once again sharing a ring. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Anytime they stand across the ring from each other this year for me, it lands top 15 match of the year for me. That's where it is. Her and Hashimoto, obviously, the singles match, unreal from the Sariism to kick off the year. That tag match I just talked about, under the radar tag, incredible. And then, of course, the Sariism Chapter 5 main event, Sari and Mayu Iwatani versus Chihiro Hashimoto and Venny. Like, those are why we watch. So go out of your way to see this one. I know it's going to deliver. And then another great tag team match for the Sendai Girls World Tag Team titles. Venny and Leda Cross defend their titles for the second time against Bobo, Momo, Banana. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. I can't wait. This is going to be incredible. Like, this is going to be a great match. Like, it can't reach the heights that I believe in the tag match before it can, but it can reach some great heights. Because Lana Cross and Venny are going to be the power duo against the underdog, fast-flying Momo and Mio and Eureka Oka. Like, this is going to be awesome. That, just plain and simple, it's going to be awesome. And I do think that Mio Momono and Eureka Oka get the tag title victory here as well. I think with Lana Cross heading back or leaving Japan soon, I do think that they belt up Mio Momono and Oka and they become the double champs because they also hold the Marvelous tag belts. Venny and Mio Momono sharing a ring. We are blessed, folks. We are blessed. You're going to want to see that one. And then your main event. The biggest match of the year in Sendai Girls. December 8th, Big Show Sendai for the Sendai Girls World Championship. Dash Shisako makes her first defense as Sendai Girls World Champion, and that will be against one Mako Satomura. I got chills. I feel like The Rock. You know when The Rock slaps his arm? I feel it. I feel like The Rock. This is what it's all about, folks. This is why you watch Sendai Girls. This is going to be incredible. I was living and dying with Dash Chisako against Miko Iwata, and she got the job done. And listen, I knew who was hovering. I knew who was waiting in the background. I knew who was a possibility to face Dash. But I just needed the title win. And now I have the title win. I got the title win. I got the moment. I know the reality that we live in. Mako Satomura is very much winning this championship. I know it. You know it. And you know what? That's fine. I'm just happy Dash got to hold the belt at this point. I just want the match to be spectacular, and I think it can be the best match that Mako has had since coming back. It should be stellar, obviously, in the home of Sendai Girls at the Sendai Sun Plaza. We're locked in, folks. This could be one of the best of the year. This is what it's all about. Check out this show, Wrestling Universe, this Sunday. You don't want to miss it. Now we move over to Stardom. Obviously, we've talked about Stardom a little bit throughout this show. But the quarter, semi, and finals have been set. We know the path. We know how we get there. So they held two shows this past weekend to determine the final teams, because we already had three teams in, including FWC, who, by the way, will be getting their Oz Academy championship match at the end of this year at the Oz Academy Corkin? I don't remember if it's a Corkin Hall show or not. I believe it's on December 30th. Yes, December 30th. Eternal Sparkle at Corkin Hall. It will be Ryo Mizunami and Sunoko Kato versus FWC, a potential late match of the tag match of the year contender at the buzzer type stuff. That should be great. That's looking like a very good show. We'll talk about that when we get closer. But it's going to be one you're going to want to see. FWC, obviously, in a great spot to win. But FWC is locked in to the Goddess Semis. They got the most points in their side of things. So let's talk about it here. How did we get here? What matches were done to get here? So let's talk about the 30th. They were in the hometown of Hina, Rina, and Hanan. So we'll talk about that main event, which I thought was probably the best Stardom match of the weekend. So this show was on the 30th, like I said. Tag League action, Natsupoi and Sayano successfully defeat Rion and Waka Tsukiyama. That, for them, clinched their number one spot in the Blue Goddess League. So they are automatically into the semifinal. Then besides them is where it gets interesting. So we're not going to go over the undercard stuff. Goddess Tag League, Hazuki and Koguma FWC defeat Konami and Saya Kamatani to officially lock themselves in to the number one seed in the Red Goddess block. So just like that, their tournament was over by then. Then O2 Line stayed alive, defeating Shuri and Saki Kashima. Listen, I think the handling of O2 Line in this match was highly unfortunate. They were someone that I would have absolutely had come out of the Red League, but that did not happen, unfortunately. So you look at it like this. What made the most sense? How could they get there? And there was an opportunity here by beating Shuri and Saki Kashima in what I thought was a fine match to stay alive. Then Mayu Iwatani and Momo Kogo defeated Sayaka Karara and Tam. A great moment here for Momo Kogo, who got the win. The crowd was very happy for Kamomo. They chanted her name. She was very emotional. It was a very nice moment, I thought, in this tournament. It will be Mayu Iwatani versus Momo Kogo this weekend. She wants to see the levels that she has upgraded herself. So they were already eliminated from the tournament, and I think this officially, this didn't officially take out Carrara and Tam yet, I don't think. And then in the semi-final of the show, it was Kohaku and Mei Sara beating Momo Watanabe and Tekla heading into the final night, which I think this kept them alive at 9 points, if I'm not mistaken. I think. I don't remember what happened on the last night. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Did Star Fox have a match? Yeah, it gave them a chance, but they needed a lot to go their way, which did not happen. So this was their final match. That was good. Fine. You know my thoughts on, obviously, these Tekla tag matches, and we'll talk about the Tekla suspension in once we get to the main event. Once we get to the second show. But let's talk about the main event. Han, Hina, and Rina versus Ruaka, Saeed, and Starlight Kid. Such a fun match. Like, if you like the dynamic between the three sisters, you're going to enjoy this match. Plain and simple. You know, Rina starts with the roses and smashing Hanan with it. But by the end of the match, she's saving Hanan from pinfalls. And it's like, that's just, it's so much fun. I thought Ruaka had a really good showing. Ruaka always has a good showing when she's in there with Hanan. That's just the way it goes. Saeeda, Starlight Kid, you know, you have connections all around here in this match. 20-minute main event that I just thought was really fun. Really, really fun match. Everything you want to see, again, from these three sisters getting the team up in their hometown. Crowd was hot for it. Crowd was like non-existent until it was Kimomo and then them. So really fun main event to close out the show. And then we had the show on Sunday, which would determine who makes it out of this tournament. Unfortunately, I think when you have match shows like this, you kind of can predict how it's going to go based on the match lineup. And as I saw the match lineup, I said, oh man, certain teams you want to make it aren't going to make it. But let's get to these tag league matches from Sunday. Aya Sakura and Yuna Mizumori closed out their tournament in a strong way, getting a win, their third win, beating Rion and Waka Tsukiyama. Listen, they had a great tournament. There's this thing of role players, and Yuna Mizumori is the best role player possible and has been for Stardom for a long time. And the same goes for Aya Sakura, who I think is going to be more than a role player in the long run. But right now, as a rookie, is really coming into her own. So I'm happy to see them get these points. Then you had Hanako and Micah officially eliminating Sayaka Carrara and Tam, moving to 14 points, tied for the most throughout the entire tournament, which is crazy. And it left, obviously, the final spots down to either O2 Line, Psy Queen, or was it Wingori in this side or the other side? No, Wingori was on the other side. Or BMI 2000, my apologies. Or BMI 2000, Shuri and Saki Kashima. There was a lot of openings here to be determined. So that brings us to Starlight Kid and Su Suzuki getting the win over Hina and Lady C, locking their spot in as the number two in the blue side of things. This was expected. Once you saw Hina and Lady C as their opponents on the final night, you knew they were getting the win there, I thought. And then to eliminate O2 Line and Psy Queen, Hate's own Konami and Saya Kamatani went to a 20-minute time limit draw with Azumi and Miwa Masaki. From this show, this was the best match of the bunch. I thought this was pretty good. Konami had her tournament. We live in a time where Konami is not going out there to have the best possible matches of her career, which is fine. But I thought for what it was, O2 Line worked really well together. Azumi really just lifts up these matches, so it went a good limit. And honestly, it was heartbreaking to see O2 Line have to get eliminated here. And then we saw Wing Gory defeat Momo Watanabe and Tekla via countout when Tekla was counted out, locking in Wing Gory's spot as the final team on the blue side to advance. Thank God if Wing Gory didn't make it, we were going to have problems. I think there's a real chance that they advance out of the blue side of things. So this is where Tekla led to her suspension. So she went crazy at ringside, got angry, and had to Listen, the Tekla heel gimmick is not something that moves me. And this is the second time we've done the suspension angle. She's going to be suspended for 3 weeks, aka she's going to heal her arm further and not be around. I'm sure that's why. She struck a personnel of Stardom at one point, and that is that. She's been fined and so on and so forth. But I'm happy Wing Gory won. Ultimately, that's what matters. And that left us into the main event, where the winner between Natsuko Tora and Ruaka and Saki Kasha and Shuri would advance to face Hanako and Micah. And you kind of got the feeling it was going to be BMI 2000. And that's who it was. Natsuko and Ruaka officially advanced by beating them, setting up a big time matchup on this weekend with Micah and Natsuko reigniting their rivalry. So let's talk about that card here now, shall we? So this weekend on the 7th, Saturday, in Hamamatsu, we are going to see lots of tag matches. Lots of tag matches. So the entire show is tag matches, except for one match. So here is your card. Officially, we'll give you some predictions as well. So in non-tournament action, it'll be Tam and Sayaka Karai versus Yuna Mizumori and Aya Sakura. That should be a fun one. To determine the semifinalists in the Red Goddesses of Stardom blocks, it will be Micah and Hanako versus BMI 2000. I would obviously have BMI 2000 win, because you have FWC, the baby faces, in the next step. And I think because you're going to have a super baby face duo in the Blue Goddess either way, you put the heel team over to try to stop FWC in the main event. I think that would make a lot of sense there. And I think this is where we get the continuation of the Micah Natsuko feud. Micah falls to Natsuko again. You set up a big singles match at Stardom Dream Queendom between the duo. I think Micah and Natsuko do likely face off, because there's no other obvious spot for Micah. And Micah getting that redemption all these months later could be Stardom's direction to start building her up again. So that's where I'm thinking for Queendom there. And then in the Blue Goddess quarterfinal match, I guess it's the semifinal for the league, whatever. You have Sue Suzuki and Starlight Kid versus Wing Gory. This is what it's all about, folks. I believe this can be great. I think it should be great. It just depends on like how, because they're wrestling later in the night, so I'm not fully sure how long these matches go. But, you know, these four wrestlers should be very good at the very least. If I had to predict who wins, I do think Wing Gory advances. I think Wing Gory advances, and I think there should be serious consideration of them being the finalists and winning both matches on this show. Then we have Wakasukiyama versus Rion. So the tag team faces off with each other. Mayu Iwatani, Momo Kogo, and Motoi Hamabe team up to face Azumi, Mei Hoshizuki, Mei Sara, and Miyu Amasaki in big time. Wait a minute, Fuki and Death's back? Oh, that's good. Shuri, Saki Kashima, Hina, Lady C, and Rana Yagami team up against Momo Watanabe, Konami, Saya Kamatani, Rina, and Fukigen Death. And in the Red Goddesses finals, it will be FWC facing the winners of BMI 2000 versus Hanako and Micah. I do expect BMI 2000 to advance, and I expect FWC to be the number one seed that advances to the final. And I hope they are. And then in the Blue Goddesses final match, it will be Saori Poe, Anno and Natsu Poe facing the winners of Wingori versus Suzu and Starlight Kid, where Wingori, I think, should win this and the semifinal to make the All-Stars final match between Wingori and FWC. Those two have been the best tag teams this year. And I think they should get the spot on the finals, which brings us to the final day on the 8th. So we will have the tag league finals on that show. We will also have Mayu Iwatani versus Momo Kogo. Those are the only matches announced so far because there's so many teams left in tag action. So that is that. Looking forward to that one. The end of the day, listen, Queendom's right around the corner. We also have Year End Climax, which they did announce will be free, I believe. Actually, it's not even called Year End Climax anymore. It's called Year End Christmas Night 2024. Is it Christmas Eve? Yeah, it's a Christmas Eve show. That's upsetting. I did not know that. I did not know it was not called Year End Climax anymore. That's a bummer. New Blood 17 is also on the 26th, and then Stardom Dream Queendom on the 29th. So after this show, they'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 shows before Queendom to set up everything that they need to do. Like I said, I do think Micah and Natsuko join the current two matches. Those will probably be the big three singles matches. Then you'll have a Mayu Iwatani Azumi preview tag, if I had to guess, and we'll see what else from there for Queendom. And I believe we'll wrap up here just with the Marigold announcements, because they did have a show. When did they have their show? They had a show this past weekend as well, or last week on the Thursday, I think. Yeah, it was on Thanksgiving. Which, by the way, I hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving. It was a fine show. Victoria Yuzuki did challenge Natsumi Shozuki to a Superfly Championship match for First Dream, but it was not made official yet. Shozuki has not accepted the challenge just yet. Seiri also had her first interview with Tokyo Sports, which I felt was important. They are building her up big time for the upcoming debut, so that's also very important. But let's talk about this upcoming weekend and then the match announcements for First Dream. So this upcoming weekend, they are back to a two-show schedule. So on the 7th, Hummingbird will team with Flying Penguin. They're back in Osaka, so Flying Penguin's back. They'll face Naho Yamada and Rhea Seto, which should be a fun undercard match. You'll have Misa Matsui versus Kazuna Tanaka versus Komomo Minami in a three-way match. And then a big-time one, Victoria Yuzuki faces Bozilla. That should be an interesting one to see how they book that. Bozilla does not have a match for First Dream yet. And then you'll have Utami Haishishita team with Nao Shikawa against the Dark Wolf Army duo of Chiaki and Nagisa Nozaki. And in your main event, it will be Koki Amare, Miku Anno, and Natsumi Shozuki. Three champions teaming up. They'll face Mirai, Mai Sakurai, and Myla Grace. And then on Sunday, live from Tahara City. It's not live on Wrestling Universe. I just said live from because that's what you say. It'll be Victoria Yuzuki and Komomo Minami facing Hummingbird and Rhea Seto. You'll have a very interesting singles match, and that's Natsumi Shozuki versus Victoria Yuzuki's partner, Kazuna Tanaka, in singles action. And then Nao Shikawa goes one-on-one with Bozilla. Poor girl. You'll also have Miku Anno team up with Naho Yamada to face the Dark Wolf Army, Chiaki and Nozaki. They're adding up wins as time goes on here. And in your main event, it will be Utami Haishishita, Koki Amare, and Misa Matsui facing Mirai, Mai Sakurai, and Myla Grace. But the big announcements from Marigold came for their First Dream show. A bunch of matches were made official, including a New Year's Dream Rumble, with participants from other organizations. So obviously there is an automatic mystery into that Rumble, but it is a Rossi classic from many of the big Stardom shows that he was running when we had big time Rumbles with potential surprises and outsiders. So that's a very exciting match to see. That will be set. That is now set for the third. And also now set for the third GHC Women's Championship match. Chika Goto makes her return, though she is returning, I believe, at the Shinjuku Face Show next Friday, which we'll preview next week. She will challenge Koki Amari in Koki Amari's first defense of the GHC Women's Championship. And then Miku Aono versus Mai Sakurai for the United National Championship was made official, as well as Sari or Nanai Takahashi defending the Marigold World title against Utami Hayashishita, the Dreamstar Grand Prix winner. So lots to be excited about, lots to look forward to in the upcoming month in terms of the world of Joshi. I hope I hyped you up enough. This was a lot of fun. I liked talking Sendai Girls the most. I've been waiting to do that. We'll have a big review next week of that show. We'll have a big review of Tag League Final Weekend. We'll talk a little bit about the Marigold shows before giving the big preview for the Shinjuku Face Show, which is coming up next Friday. So obviously something big to look forward to there. And then after that, what else will be coming up that weekend? Let's see. TGW has a show. Sendai Girls has another show, so we'll probably preview that. Stardom's back on a house show loop. No more tag league action, so we'll see what they're setting up within those shows. And then, yeah, that's what we have set up there. And then the week after that's kind of, you know, big time. It starts the big previews for a lot of big matches. So lots to look forward to. Thank you, everyone, to listening. It's the best time of the year. You can follow me at Scott E. Wrestling on Twitter, Scott E. Wrestling on Blue Sky. I use both of them. Blue Sky, kind of just talk about all the wrestling I watch. Twitter is mostly kept to Joshi. So either one, you can follow. Make sure to check out the YouTube channel at youtube.com/@ScottEWrestling. That is about to start some big stuff in the new year, which I'm very excited about. So make sure you go out of your way to subscribe to that. I'm also going to start doing some watch-alongs for my classic Joshi series over on Twitch. So it's Twitch. I believe it's twitch.tv/ScottEWrestling. Very simple. Very easy to find if you want to subscribe there. Never miss one of those. I may do them on YouTube, but Twitch kind of allows more the ability to show the actual show. So we'll do that for sure. I'll be playing with that. Have some friends on. So if you want to subscribe to that, go right ahead. But make sure you subscribe to the YouTube as well, because I'm very excited where that's coming. I'll have the awards. You know, we're not announcing the official awards until the year is over, obviously. But you do know the awards, what's coming. I'll have that official form out likely January 1st, maybe right after Queendom, actually. I think there's no big Joshi events that I have to worry about, but we'll see. We'll see. Thank you, everyone, though, for listening. I love doing this show, and big things are coming in the year 2025, so thank you for the support. Until next time, see ya.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.